From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke expects the U.S. downturn will end later this year with the economy beginning to grow again. Those comments came today in testimony before Congress, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
Bernanke sounded cautiously optimistic in testimony before the Joint Economic Committee. Economic contraction seems to be slowing, consumers are spending more, and the all-important housing market in decline for 3 years may be bottoming. But commercial real estate is still in trouble, business spending is still depressed, and Bernanke said the economic turnaround will not happen quickly.
We expect that the recovery will only gradually gain momentum and that economic slack will diminish slowly. In particular, businesses are likely to be cautious about hiring, implying that the unemployment rate could remain high for a time, even after economic growth resumes.
The economic recovery can be sustained, Bernanke said, only if the financial system is stabilized. Banks, he said, remain under considerable stress, and consumer credit remains tight. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
With signs the swine flu virus outbreak in the U.S. is turning out to be milder than first thought, government health officials are now backing off their earlier calls to shut down schools for 2 weeks if suspected cases surface. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius said today, even though hundreds of schools have been closed, government is now changing that advice, instead simply urging parents to keep their sick children home. Number of confirmed cases of swine flu in the U.S. is now over 400. Meanwhile, the number of deaths in the U.S. attributed to swine flu has risen to 2. Texas health officials have confirmed a woman who had underlying health concerns died this week after contracting the virus. Advocates of a health care system totally financed by the government say they're being left out of the health care debate in Washington. NPR's Julie Robner has more.
The event was actually a roundtable organized by the Senate Finance Committee to discuss ways to cover the uninsured. But representatives of groups that support a single-payer health care system rose from the audience to confront panel chairman Max Baucus directly. This was Russell Mokhibber of Single Payer Action.
Let me get this straight. You have 15 seats at the table and not one for single payer? Why is that?
Baucus, however, who said repeatedly that single payer can't pass his committee or the Congress, ignored the protest. When another protester said she needed a seat, he replied,
"We need more police."
The Capitol Police say 8 people were arrested and charged with unlawful conduct. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's service sector continued to show signs of contraction in April. That's according to the Institute for Supply Management, a purchasing managers group. According to the group, its service sector index was at 43.7 in April, a bit better than March's reading, but still showing a service sector that is shrinking. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 16 points to close at 8,410. The NASDAQ was down 9 points today. This is NPR. 2 financial industry workers have been charged with insider trading by the government's major Wall Street watchdog group. Securities and Exchange Commission today accused a securities salesman at Deutsche Bank of tipping off a former portfolio manager in 2006 about possible changes in terms of a bond being issued by a Dutch publishing firm. According to the SEC, the tip allowed the portfolio manager, who was employed at the time by Millennium Partners, to make $1.2 million. The first of its kind case dealt with what are known as credit default swaps. Comedian and celebrity chef Dom DeLuise has died. The bearded rotund actor did just about everything, plays on and off Broadway, TV and movies, even opera. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
Dom DeLuise was a screwball comic who starred in a lot of screwball comedies. He worked with Mel Brooks in movies like Blazing Saddles and Robin Hood Men in Tights. And he played Burt Reynolds' sidekick in Cannonball Run.
I'm really sorry I'm late, but one of my hamsters had an anxiety attack. I couldn't leave him.
Raised in Brooklyn, the son of Italian immigrants, Dom DeLuise attended Manhattan's High School for the Performing Arts and then Tufts University. With his exaggerated ethnic accents, his heft, an encyclopedia of hilarious expressions, Dom DeLuise became a household name in the 1960s and 70s. He also wrote children's books and popular cookbooks. He often joked about his battles with his weight, saying things like, "I made friends with the enemy, celery." Dom DeLuise died in Los Angeles. He was 75. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Crude oil futures fell 63 cents a barrel today, ending the session at $53.84 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.